Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One of the bright spots in a bleak couple of years for my beloved big screen has been the phenomenal success of Spider-Man No Way Home, the closing chapter in the Homecoming trilogy. I get chills thinking about watching this film on opening night, surrounded by a cheering and at times gasping audience. There are two legendary figures who share a huge responsibility for guiding Spider-Man through the last two decades, Amy Pascal and Kevin Feige. Also central to the Homecoming trilogy is Marissa Tomei as Peter Parker's Aunt May.
Hi, Marissa. Welcome to the show. It's a joy to have you on Australian TV.
Thank you. Joy to be on Australian TV.
Will we ever see you down under in real life?
I hope so. Get me over there.
You're done. It's done. Your ticket is in your inbox.
You're the man. You're the man on the ground. Make it happen.
Hey, happy birthday. Did you get to celebrate after a couple of years of COVID restrictions?
Tonight I will. I thought, yeah, tonight's the better day after work.
After having to talk to Australians. And Zoom. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Can I ask you, as human to human, how do you cope with the scrutiny that surrounds being involved in these films, because it just looks like the worst thing on earth with people trying to just get everything out of you?
I think it's really the two leads that really have to deal with it. Like those Tom and Zendaya are really, that's a lot for them, but it's okay for me.
You don't mind people trying to, you know, get spoilers and plot lines and stuff out of you?
Well, I don't know much, so I only know a small amount. So I do know. I mean, of course, my family asks me or friends, they do want to know. But and also things change along the way in the edit and sometimes in reshoots and things like that. So there's no way to tell.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Can you tell us how the process of shooting, you know, in general has changed for you since the pandemic reared its ugly head a couple of years ago? Is it a totally different landscape now when you turn up on a film set?
Well, for now it is. I like the comfort of being tested every day and just having that peace of mind. There's something that's nice about that. The masks, it's very, obviously we have to wear makeup and or costumes, and that's a little tricky. Sometimes these shields and you just feel like you're underwater, but it's not about how it feels. It's just that then it messes up what we just, it's a lot of like extra work kind of, but it's okay. They have it down to a real science, and it's like clockwork now, and nobody's getting infected on the sets I've been on so far.
That's good. Yeah. It's a wild time to be alive. In the film Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man takes his mask off, the camera pans back to reveal you standing there and you respond accordingly and the film ends. That is one of the all-time great moments in the last kind of 15, 20 years of films. It's so funny, but it's such a big moment. Is May Parker feels like May has become really vital in Peter's life as like a cool big sister. How does that change now that the whole world knows that Peter is Spider-Man?
It doesn't change. I think they have that relationship. They're really tight. They get along, and they also are a team. They have to figure this out together. They have to both put their minds on this. And he comes from a family of scientists. She's probably a scientist. So she, I mean, went to school for that. So she knows, she has to really use the best of herself to help him figure out what to do.
Do you think May might be facing some jail time for her, for letting her guardian run riot on the streets of New York?
Oh, I don't know.
We have to see the movie, obviously.
Yeah.
A huge part of the film is obviously the multiverse. All of us have wondered at one point or another, you know, how our lives would look in a parallel universe. Have you ever imagined a parallel universe where you didn't win an Oscar for one of your first film roles?
I haven't really, spent a lot of time imagining that. Maybe imagining other things, but I do think that there's a sense that there could be more than one universe happening at the same time. Yes. I think quantum physics has proved a lot of things that we thought were never conceivable, that they could happen and are happening.
Is this something you'd like to be doing in a parallel universe?
Yeah, it depends on the day. Sometimes it's just really like loafing around on a beach, something really stupidly simple like that, to being a flower. It could be a whole nother species.
I love it. I love it. There's nothing wrong with a garden. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you how much you knew about the role of May Parker when you first signed on to star in Spider-Man?
I didn't really know much. John and I talked a lot about what are her core characteristics and what this reinvention would be. And so there was some conversation about her being more of a corporate person and going like, I just was like, I really just don't want to wear a suit. I just don't want to wear a suit like all the time. Like I can't have one uniform. And so we shifted to go, well, what are the values? The values of Spider-Man are community. So it has to come from her. So she's a community organizer. She's a feminist. She's someone who loves her neighborhood and her neighborhood people. And she's got flavor. So we talked a lot about what could we preserve and amplify in the new version.
And are you satisfied with where you've taken May?
I'd love to see her take on more and be super integral. But I'm so happy to be part of it.
Where does the new film see May and Happy's relationship?
I leave that to, you'll see soon enough. The big moment. What's going on with them? Yeah.
Uh-oh. I can't wait to see the film in its entirety. It's going to be massive here in Australia over summer, and it's always great to see you on our screens, big and small. Have a Merry Christmas and all the best for 2022.
Okay.
Thanks, Marissa.
Thank you so much.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.